The Lake Cumberland Slaves Memorial began as a response to the murder of 9 African Americans by a white supremacist during a Bible study in a Charleston, South Carolina church in 2015. The memorial has been awarded a $1,000 grant from the Puffin Foundation, an organization that funds art projects often excluded from mainstream grants because of race, gender, or social philosophy. The project was also featured in a recent interview on Sirius XM Radio. Charles Leverage is co-chair of the project. He says the Slaves Memorial will have an educational component to encourage discussion among diverse groups.
When you consider the current state of race relations in this country and the polarization that is ongoing, this is an opportunity for us as citizens in our little corner of the world to bring honor and dignity and respect to the final resting places for enslaved Americans that never received any real recognition.
An artist rendering of the memorial has been done, and the committee is applying for a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts in hopes of beginning construction in May 2018. The memorial will be located at Somerset Community College. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.